This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. China is going to have a record number of college graduates this year, almost 9 million of them, straight into the teeth of a pandemic. Past the peak over there, to be sure, but pandemic nonetheless. To make sure there are enough jobs, the Chinese Communist Party has ordered government departments and the army and state-owned companies to recruit more graduates, and it's even offered subsidies to private companies for hires that they make. And there are some less conventional methods, as Marketplace's Jennifer Pack reports.
Job hunting is about to start in earnest for Qiu Chuangjia, who graduated in visual communications back in June. Right now, he spends his days reading, playing video games, and once in a while writing a blog on WeChat, the app for everything in China. His last post got about a dozen views, 3 likes, and no advertisers. Incredibly, having a registered WeChat blog means he can officially be considered employed.
Who knew opening a WeChat blog could be considered employment? I mean, seriously?
Yes, seriously. The Chinese Education Ministry recently added more job categories for graduates to embrace the gig economy, says this local TV report.
According to the Education Ministry, graduates who open an online shop, register for a WeChat blog account, or play competitive esports will also be counted as self-employed.
The news has been widely mocked. Already, elite colleges report that nearly all their students find jobs right after graduation. Misconstruing employment data in that way is a problem, says China's education ministry, and it pledges to tackle such dodgy dealings. Take the case of Lily Zhang, who graduated from a top college in June. As she was leaving, she says she had to fill out a so-called employment destination form.
One of the options on the form was freelance. Our counselor asked if he could write, "I was a blogger," and I refused because I don't intend to be one.
Such forms, according to local media, have in the past been used by colleges to inflate their employment rates. Behind the rosy statistics is a harsh reality. Graduates are having a hard time finding work, and the COVID-19 pandemic made things worse. On a lunch break from his job at an educational consultancy, recent graduate Tony Lin says he was lucky to find employment, but it wasn't easy. Many companies had a hiring freeze at the start of the pandemic. Tony almost wiped out his savings as he waited it out. And he says, compared to last year, salaries are lower.
I know for a fact they are lower.
By about percentage-wise, do you know?
$1K per month.
That's $1,700 less annually. And although Tony found a job, his girlfriend, Wendy Wan, wasn't so lucky, even though both of them have highly coveted master's degrees from the UK. At her apartment, Wendy is clear on why she hasn't found a job. She's too shy to speak English, there's too much competition, and she believes she got bad education advice.
I wanted to study in Japan and upgrade my technical school diploma to a bachelor's degree. But then an education agent told my father that in the UK, I could get a master's degree fast, within a year.
She says her father thought the higher the degree, the better. Didn't work out that way. Apparently, jumping from a diploma to a master's degree is just not done in China's system, says Wendy.
I got some job interviews because I have a master's degree. But when employers saw that I had a diploma and not an undergraduate degree, they stopped talking to me.
As for Lily Zhang, she's applied for more than 100 jobs and is about to sign an employment contract. She's upbeat about her future.
A person's future depends on him or herself and not the economic environment.
Her advice to the graduating class of 2020, hang in there. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.